I say a few words? Thank you. I just want to tell you all how happy I am to be back in the studio, making a picture again. You don't know how much I've missed all of you. And I promise you I'll never desert you again. Because after Salome, we'll make another picture and another picture. You see, this is my life. It always will be. There's nothing else. Just us. And the cameras. And those wonderful people out there in the dark. All right, Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my close-up.
One of the classic lines in motion picture history. All right, Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my close-up. One of the few pictures where we actually got to see the legendary Cecil B. DeMille also playing with Gloria Swanson in Sunset Boulevard, although he did not direct that movie. He did do a cameo in it. Cecil B. DeMille, though, responsible for classic motion pictures like The Ten Commandments that we watch every year, and The Greatest Show on Earth, and Samson and Delilah, and The King of Kings, and the list just goes on and on and on and on for one of the truly legendary names in motion pictures. He was one of the co-founders of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences and one of the co-founders of Paramount Pictures. Now Cecil B. DeMille's granddaughter, Cecilia DeMille Presley, has written a new book that captures some of his treasure trove of artifacts in a book that she's got out called Cecil B. DeMille, The Art of the Hollywood Epic. Oscar Sunday seems like a good day to talk about it. Cecilia, thank you for joining us. Good morning.
Nice to be here.
What I mean, when we talk about these legendary motion pictures, I mean, these must bring back very personal memories for you. As opposed to the rest of us, we think of the motion pictures, but you were by your grandfather's side so often, you must have a very different kind of memory of it all.
Well, he raised me. I lived with him and grandmother from the age 8 on, and he took me everywhere, which was marvelous. We went everywhere, Europe, Egypt, filmed the circus together. But he just loved film. I asked him what he did as a kid. He said, I tell stories. And that's what this book is. Most of it has never been seen before. The photos and the artwork have really never been put together or seen. They're from our archives. And the text is fun. It's not a dry history. It's just a lot of fun about the people he worked with and actors and actresses.
Yeah, tell us a little about some of these amazing photographs. I mean, his personal collection, really, of artifacts and what now are pieces of motion picture treasure.
Yeah, he thought photography was practically as important as the scene. He photographed everything and then took it home. So we had a huge collection. The artwork alone, I think we had over 40,000 pieces. We had a very big house, so we got to store everything. So it was very fortunate. Most directors didn't do that, but he did. He kept all his nitrate prints, all the artwork, everything.
When you were growing up with him, was it just a constant parade of, you know, some of the biggest names in Hollywood in and out of your home?
We had those, you know, people came, but at home he was very quiet. He was run by his women. He loved his wife and his daughter, and his wife ran his businesses, and I lived with him. He just liked to be home. He had a ranch that he liked to go to, and he was more of an English gentleman at home, but he could be tough on the set, and he was certainly a flamboyant guy.
In what way?
Well, he was an actor to begin with and learned from David Belasco, who was a very famous playwright and very dramatic, very operatic. And grandfather tended to be operatic, as you see from his movies. So on the set, he commanded attention. You'll see, though, in the book, the people he worked with, the actors, 95% of them just loved him and loved working with him. Barbara Stanwyck was his favorite. She said, I loved DeMille and he loved me.
Yeah. Did you have favorites of, you know, some of the biggest names in Hollywood
with which
he worked? You wound up maybe having sort of an aunt or uncle relationship with because of their friendship with your grandfather.
Anthony Quinn married my aunt, and we became good friends and uncle and niece. He was wonderful. Really? Duke Wayne was one of my best friends in life. Just a wonderful man. And what's not to love about Gary Cooper? And you know, Hedy Lamarr, she came to the house to have dinner one evening. You couldn't take your eyes off her. She was purely the most exquisite-looking woman you ever saw, and very, very nice.
Cecilia DeMille Presley is on the phone, granddaughter of the great Cecil B. DeMille. We'll talk more about him and her book. That is the art of the Hollywood epic. When we come back, it's 11:19. It's 11:22. Dean Richards pre-Oscar Sunday morning special. There are more of our conversations that we've had with the Oscar nominees this year. Got more inside what will be on the Academy Awards show tonight. We'll tell you how you can interact with it all coming up in a little while. Honored to have with us on the phone line right now Cecilia DeMille Presley, whose grandfather was the legendary Cecil B. DeMille. Her brand new book out is a book of photographic imagery, The Art of the Hollywood Epic, that really sort of salutes Mr. DeMille's 40-year collection of memorabilia. Of what of that collection, Cecilia, was your grandfather most proud?
I think The Making of the King of Kings was his favorite movie. But there were a lot of images that he loved, images in Sign of the Cross and the scenes with Nero and the arena. And I mean, those are amazing shots. Are you covering the Oscars? It's raining here. I think I'm going to go to the Oscars tonight. I think we're going to have a little rain.
We've been hearing that it's so warm in the Los Angeles area.
Well, I hope so, because in Newport Beach it just rained.
Well, get it out of the
way. I'm on my way when we hang up.
Get it out of the way early, yeah.
Yeah.
So what will the day be like for you going to the Oscars? I mean, is it a super special night? And especially being a DeMille,
Well, it's always super special. The first Oscar award ceremony I think I went to was in 1956 at the Pantages Theater. It was earlier than that, 1955, and when he won for Best Picture for A Greatest Show on Earth. But it's always special. I mean, if I take somebody, you know, with me, they're always surprised at how the air is very serious. And I mean, the industry really cares about this.
Yeah, talk to me about what he would think of the current state of the movie business and this current state of, you know, crop of films that are out right now.
Well, you know, I think he would love some of them and dislike some of them. They, I mean, they're making great films, and the actors, of course, they're so prepared. I mean, sometimes some kid like Hilary Swank, you've never heard of her, and she wins an Academy Award with a performance that knocks your socks off. These kids are training. They're doing their homework. They're acting all over the world on stage and television before they get to the movies. It's the industry is completely different, of course, because the star system is gone. But the directors and all that, I mean, they're making some fine movies that he would love.
Yeah, I think about that now, that if Cecil B. DeMille, I mean, we know the kind of huge, lavish films that he made. You know, if he were making films today, what kind of films would they be? What kinds of subjects would he, be talking about?
Well, right? I think if he were a young man, he would be doing what he did as a young man. He was doing social pictures. He was doing pictures that help people come to terms with being racist, because he was a great believer in helping the minorities and also gay and lesbian. He was very helpful in those and showed them in his pictures. He was the first man to show a romance between a black woman and a white man in a film that was very successful.
Yeah, he was a very interesting man, and imparted that to you as his granddaughter, opening up your eyes to so many aspects of the world that, you know, you might not expect a 12-year-old to be exposed to, because he took you along to everything and you experienced.
Well, and he did, and he gave me books to read. At 12 years old, he handed me Hitler's Mein Kampf and said, "Read this so you'll understand what evil is."
That's amazing. That's amazing to me.
I mean, yeah.
That he gave you Hitler's
Mein Kampf,
playbook, essentially, right?
So I would understand to recognize evil.
Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing. What did he ever talk about his appearance in the movie Sunset Boulevard?
Oh, yeah, and I was there. I mean, that's really the guy I knew. That is definitely DeMille. Billy Wilder made the movie and sent the script over to Grandfather, who promptly rewrote it, not completely, but almost, so that he would be him. And, of course, the changes he made, one of the great lines in that is 100 press agents working overtime do terrible things to the human spirit. And we see that today where the press can just, you know, ruin somebody.
You got that right. You got that right. But that the line in the movie, which is now truly one of the greatest lines ever spoken in motion pictures, you know, "I'm ready for my close-up, Mr. DeMille."
Yeah. Well, you know, he discovered her.
Gloria Swanson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he called her a little fella, an affectionate term. She was very young. He was in his 30s when they first met. And she was a trooper. She would do anything. In fact, the lion scene where the lion has his feet on her back, and they wrapped the claws in tape, but they were still claws. And there was a guy standing by Grandfather that he didn't know, but Grandfather went down because the lion wouldn't keep his paws on the back, and grabbed the lion's paws and stuck him on her back, and then filmed it. And the man next to him turned and said, "You son of a bitch," and it was Gloria's father.
Wow. There have to be a million fantastic stories.
Oh, there are, and the book's full of them. It's not a dry history. It's just full of that kind of thing.
Yeah.
We had a lot of fun doing it.
Well,
and Mark Vieira was my, he did all the pictures and a lot of the text. We worked together very well.
Yeah. If you love film history, this is one you need to pick up.
Yeah. It sold out. The first 4 months, it sold out. We're on our second printing.
That's fantastic. Cecil B. DeMille, The Art of the Hollywood Epic. It's a real pleasure to talk to Cecilia.
Nice to talk to you, Dee.
B. DeMille Presley, thank you for joining us. Stay dry at the Oscars later on tonight.
Yeah, I hope so. Okay.
We'll look for you on camera. It's 1128 WGN.